Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Turnaround Tuesday is putting its grips onto the grain trade. Sharp gains yesterday. Follow through last night. We had seen strength this morning. Of course, we heard China took 336,000 metric tons of soybeans. This was rumored yesterday. There should be more announcements tomorrow. We'll get another flash sale. So they're on track. Many think they're at 10 million metric tons of the 12 million metric tons they agreed to take on old crop. Of course, in front of us is new crop. And that's, they claim, is 25 million metric tons without a signed agreement at this time. Wheat futures had seen Kansas City wheat up as much as 7 cents here at one time today. That's faded a bit now, rallying 20 cents from the lows made on Friday. Of course, it is hot down there on the plains. It is dry. It is winter. It is called winter wheat. It's supposed to handle the winter. But when you get extremely warm, get extremely dry, then we get those Siberian expresses that come out of Canada, you know, in February or in early March, it's tough on that ground down there and that crop. And so that could cause problems, especially with the index funds being so short as they are. And, you know, really, there really is no resolution. The Russian-Ukrainian war looks like it's going to go on and on and on. This is one thing that President Trump won't get solved. And what happens is, as wars go on, they escalate. And when they escalate, remember about, 3 weeks ago, was it 4 weeks ago, when Putin warned, you keep hitting my oil infrastructure, I may go after your ports. Well, they've continued to hit away at his infrastructure for oil, but he hasn't went after their ports, namely Odessa, yet. That happens some night. We're going to wake up in the morning and see a sharply higher grain market. But that's, you know, trying to bet the odds or throwing crap or wheels or throwing dice. But that's something that hangs out there that could change the dynamics in the wheat trade right now. We're coming up on the 3-year anniversary. No, it'll be 4-year anniversary as we get towards the end of February to when this all started with the Russian-Ukrainian event. And again, it looks like nothing is going to be conceded. And Putin, watching what Trump has done with the head of Venezuela, he might just embolden himself and say, you know what, I'm going to control my area of Ukraine. I ain't giving it up. So we'll see. We have that going on. In the grains, as we soften from early strength, even soybeans had been up as much as 8 cents on the session from where they are. Currently lower by a penny and 3/4 on the March beans, 10.60 and a quarter, down 2.5 on May at 10.71 and 3/4, lower by 3.25 on July, 10.83 and a half. So with the bull spreading, we're seeing probably some more buying going on from China. Corn up 1/4 for March, 4.44 and 3/4, May up 1/4 at 4.52. In the wheat trade, Chicago March off 1/4, 5.12 and 1/4, with Kansas March still 2.25 higher at 5.23. Minneapolis, though, wheat, they gave up their gains. They are now on their lows, down 3.5 cents on March, 5.67 and 3/4. May, Minneapolis off 3.25, 5.78 and a half. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle trade higher today, sharply higher on feeder cattle again. Feeder index, after they bump out all the low holiday trades with the cash market not well tested, up $9.27 on the feeder index, 362.38. We're back premium now, cash over futures. The one day is at 364 on 10,852 head. Box beef had been strong last Friday, $4 plus gains, strong gains yesterday, retreating a bit today, down 51 cents on the choice, off 69 cents on select. We have choice and select literally within about $1.50 of each other. Beef is now beef. One could say, well, prime has come down to choice. Or you could say choice has come up to prime, because there are so many uses for choice today. Chipotle, name all these places that use beef. They'll use grade or choice for their hamburgers. And so the reality is choice has came up to prime, and beef is beef now. And the packers have to try to work with what they can. We don't have prime over 400. We're at 353.19 right now. And so the board, it's getting hesitant after its rally now in the live trade. Got up to 237.45 on February cattle before backing knocking off a dollar. We're at 232.25 now, up 37 cents. April up 15 cents, 236.95. June up 25 cents, 231.67. January feeders trying to catch up to that cash, up 255, 361.52. March up 285, 358.42. April gaining 252 at 357.42. The August feeders up 277 at 355.17. I must give a word of caution now, since we have rallied so sharply. There is a seasonal, similar to how, as you know, when grains rally into the 4th of July, get ready to sell because it's going to be a matter of days to a week or so and grain prices will sell off. Well, there's also a seasonal. You can go back 30 years on these feeder cattle, live and feeder cattle. When there's a rally into the new year, the first week of the year seems to mark a turning point where all of a sudden the market just kind of loses its ability to rocket ship rally. And then like a second stage, it falters later in January, bottoming sometime in February. Don't forget, we have our inventory report at the end of this month. And Tyson Foods, in its third quarter earnings report, did state they thought the heifer kill was off 4%, meaning they believe strongly there is some form of expansion going on out there, which some say it isn't, but I guess we'll find out in that inventory report. And that's always something the market sometimes struggles with. So word of caution here in this feeder cattle market, LRPs, put options, something to consider. And again, past results are never indicative of future results. Always consider us carefully before doing something and acting upon any information henceforth. There. Hogs today, they are mixed, down 40 on the February, 85.75, while the April hogs gained 10 cents, 91.60. Gold, not doing any all-time highs yet, but boy, we're sure working on it. Back up $45 right now, $4,496. Silver got over 81 earlier today. We're up $4.09 right now at 80.75. And that's while the dollar index is up 33 cents, 98.31. So what gives? Well, Bitcoin. Bitcoin down $2,490 on the January contract, $9,295. Ethereum slipping $27 to $3,232. And crude oil hitting a high overnight of 58.87. It has backed off well over a dollar off those highs. We're now down 79 cents, 57.53. That's the February contract, February gasoline, down a half a penny, $1.71 and a quarter. Diesel fuel February down 4 and a quarter cents a gallon, back down to $2.10. Any questions? You can always find us, especially to look at LRPs, Livestock Risk Protection Insurance, 701-222-0221. All our phone numbers are at the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.